Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5-Minute Friday for April 12th. So a thing on my mind this week is, the notion of data oceans. So we're probably all familiar with data lakes and warehouses and all this stuff that we've had for a while, lake houses and whatnot. And really, the notion of data oceans was, prompted by a talk that my good friend Will Rojas gave a couple weeks ago at the Utah ML Ops community meetup. And Will's the co-founder of a company called Coactive.ai. They do search on unstructured data like images and video and all that kind of stuff. And you know, he brought up a really good point that, you know, if you look at the total amount of, you know, structured data in the world, tabular data, really that's, if you kind of compare it to, sizes of bodies of water, for example, right? So the amount of tabular data might fit into something like Lake Tahoe. And if you kind of zoom out, right? Text data, that's sort of the current fixation right now because of large language models. And, you know, maybe that fits into something the size of the Caspian Sea. And if you zoom out even further, right? And you look at images. Well, that fits into something the size of the Pacific Ocean. And then when you get the video, obviously, that's probably like a few oceans or the world's ocean times whatever. But the point is that the amount of unstructured data in the world is massive, and it's going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing. And so unstructured, you know, text and visual data, there's orders of magnitude than the types of data that we're dealing with today, right? Namely, tabular data sets. You know, by that I mean things in rows and columns, and you know, but mostly text data as well, right? And this is, sort of the thing that has been on my mind is in the data world, quote unquote, we're often fixated on the world of rows and columns, but as you drive to your job, for example, right, or you're just, you know, cruising around town, or maybe at a, you know, the store, or any public establishment or private establishment, count how many cameras there are. Count how many cameras there are, and then picture that if these cameras are running 24/7, how much video, how much image, how much audio are all these devices capturing, right? And if you kind of zoom out and understand that we have databases and structured data, tabular data, mainly because we're trying to capture facets of the world, you know, and things that we observe, you start to get perspective in that there's a whole world of data sets to unlock that I would say more accurately capture the world because it's literally capturing the world. And these are the data sets that, you know, most people in the data world just aren't aware of, don't talk about. And so, you know, it's just interesting. I think for the last several decades, we've been fixated on this world of rows and columns. You know, how do we model the data for analytics? And I think what you're going to start seeing very soon is just a complete paradigm shift in how we're dealing with data sets. There's just a whole other world out there with AI and ML that are trying to tackle these massive unstructured data sets. I think this is going to unlock a completely different way that businesses operate. That we think about the world and how we analyze data. Why do we have to be restricted to rows and columns? Why does our worldview have to, be stuck on tabular, right? It doesn't. And I think this is sort of the point I want to convey is that as data professionals, let's start looking beyond the rows and columns. Let's start looking at all the types of data out there that I would say actually represents the real world, because that's what it's trying to capture. Let's see how we can start integrating these data sets into our workflows, right? I'll give you a good example. Yesterday, I was hanging out with a friend at my house. We're having some beers, and he was, you know, telling me about some computer vision stuff that he's been working on. And there's a whole world of things you can unlock with computer vision. I'll give you an example. Like, you know, he was suggesting that there's a train that runs by his house, and they have people monitoring these trains to make sure there's people have passed out on the rails, or walking on the tracks or whatever like that. And it costs a lot of money. And why not just throw computer vision at that and just have it identify people and take an action on that, right? So it's an example of stuff. I mean, machine learning scales in areas that, even if you throw a bunch of humans at the problem, it couldn't scale to that. But again, if you contrast this with the dichotomy of the type of data set that we're always fixated on, the rows and columns, it's like, I really feel like we're limiting ourselves, in terms of the capabilities we could be doing with data. And this isn't a new argument. This has been the driving force behind machine learning and AI for many, many decades. But I think it's coming to a head now, right? The consumerization of AI and the popularity of AI means that these ideas aren't so far-fetched. And I think you're going to start seeing the worlds of ML and, traditional tabular data intersecting more and more and more and more. And hopefully this introduces, again, new ways of incorporating, what are very otherwise very latent and stagnant data sets, unused data sets, i.e. all the video, all the audio, all the text in your company. Like that's, to me, more representative of what happens in your company. The stuff in your tables, that's a byproduct of things that happen to either been entered manually or by some sort of a application. But that only captures a small fraction of what's really going on in your business. And so, to me, there's a notion of a customer 360 that was popular way back in the day. And I think, business 360 involves not just what you have in your enterprise data sets, but it's much more than that. It's all the text, all the images, all the video, and how does this all come together to form a more cohesive vision of your business and your customers, and hopefully there's other ways to unlock value through data. So anyway, my plea to you is to please open your mind, open your eyes past rows and columns. There's a whole other world out there, so let's figure out how to use it. Anyway, I hope you have a great weekend, and take care. Bye.